Hello and welcome to the Jonathan Bell Show. In 2016, I quit my career job to travel around dressed as Superman, trying to find a way to make a living doing what I love. This podcast is an audio documentation journal as to how I plan on making that a reality. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, we're going to talk about movies. And first of all, I'm Jonathan.
Oh, hi, I'm Lana.
And we just started talking about like time travel, kind of like movies that make you kind of feel a little bit trippy. So I had recommended to you to watch Vanilla Sky. And in return, you recommend me to watch Horse Girl. So I feel like those are kind of in the same ballpark of movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, what did you think of Vanilla Sky since you...
And we didn't plan on that. It happened within the same 2 days where you were kind of like, you need to watch Vanilla Sky. And then like a day later, I said, we were talking about something completely different. And I recommended Horse Girl, but it turned out that they feel very similar in genre.
Yeah, you're right. We both got those out of the way last night. And we started talking about it today. And we're like, you know what? We should just record this. So now we're recording it to give like our thoughts on some of the parallels and why these two movies to us are just awesome.
Yeah. And what was your question before that? You want me to start?
So what did you think?
Okay. So I watched it last night and I did explain a little bit of this earlier, but I'll repeat the first part. Okay. So put it on and basically I'm just kind of going along like, yeah, okay. You know, things are happening in the movie. And the first things I notice are the cinematography. So I don't know if it's just me. Maybe other people have this problem. I have issue with light. Sometimes light's too bright. It bothers my eyes. And so it was something I noticed. Maybe it's not that prominent. But the way that they filmed a lot of the scenes, there were just like flashes of light behind people. Like somebody walking by with a camera that flashed, or, you know, a really bright pole, like just in the way behind somebody's head. And so at first, like I'm noticing this, but then I realize, okay, I mean, but this is kind of interesting the way that they're doing this. It just, something feels off to begin with. I'm just kind of thinking, all right, cinematography, story. And it wasn't until they get to the party scene where they're at the party and he meets this girl, Sophia, that I started to really get glued to the story. And so I was up until this point, and then it was the party. I'm also noticing interesting cinematography things that they did with lots of close-ups. They were doing lots of close-up scenes, which I feel is unusual for a lot of movies. I feel like a lot of movies don't do that. I don't know how to explain it. But so a lot of these scenes at the party were things like, you know, they pan to the next scene and get somebody talking in his house at this party with this giant picture of his father's face behind them. And they hadn't shown you that that piece of artwork was in his house prior. So you're just kind of like, what am I seeing? What am I looking at right now? And so then about that time and at the party, I get hooked on the story and I was glued all the way through. And yeah, toward the end, it was just one mind blown scene after another. You know, I'm going along and I'm going, whoa, mind blown, mind blown. Whoa, mind blown.
Yeah, that movie, I think, is one of my favorite kind of psychological mess with your head kind of movie. So I'm glad you liked it because I really enjoyed that one. I think I rented that from the library a long time ago and watched it at like 1 a.m. And I'm like, what did I just watch?
Right. But and I was going to say that, you know, I love that feeling at the end of movies where you're just like, what the hell did I just watch?
Yeah. And speaking of the same sentiment, it's like literally the same thought I had after watching Horse Girl, because it's
and by the way, anybody who's watching, if you haven't seen these movies, I hope that you go home and you watch them too, and you're just like, I totally get what they mean. Or if you did, I hope you understand what you mean too. It's like, what the hell?
One of the things I like best about Horse Girl, though, is like, I like how it was shot. I like the cinematography of it and like the grain that they had in the movie. I like the panning. I liked the strong use of peach in that movie too. And I think I love the lighting overall above everything else in that movie.
Yeah.
Because it was really nice with the two different tones, especially with a lot of the outside shots where it just looked like a retro kind of sci-fi movie. Like, and it was really done well that way. But the storyline, I was like, what? It went from, I guess we should, I don't know. I don't want to say anything to give it away, but it really escalated quickly.
Yes, it does.
Went from like, oh, okay, this is cool, to all of a sudden it's like, okay, now it's like
shit is spiraling out of control.
And I was like, that was kind of, it was interesting, but at the same time, it kind of just went in this whole different direction that I really didn't expect to happen. So that was kind of weird. But then, yeah, I still like just don't really understand what the hell that movie was. I mean, like, I kind of understand what it's about, but the way that it just startled, like, went so fast, I still have to like, what did I just watch? And I just sat there after it was over thinking, like,
I can't believe she recommended this. But it's sort of the same with Vanilla Sky, you know, except it didn't ramp up as quickly. It was more like, okay, I'm following this. Oh, what's, you know, that mystery feeling of did he or didn't he do it or what's about to happen? And it wasn't until what I feel like was like the last 10 minutes of the movie, just like the very last 10 minutes, that suddenly it's like, whoa, wait a minute, what? What? And you go through like several scenes that suddenly just completely almost change the story in your head that you thought you were watching.
Yeah.
And then
I just love that movie as a whole, though. I like how it's like, it kind of has these romantic vibes, and then it's like, it makes me feel kind of, I guess I kind of like how it makes me feel like I'm not like in control of things. You know what I mean? Like, it has this like whole bigger picture of like, you're not in control of what you're watching. And at any given time, it could totally like change your direction of train of thought, you know? And I think I like that, those type of movies, because sometimes in myself, I feel like I know everything, you know, and then like something will happen and I'm like, okay, well then that's just like, so I think that's like a big reason why I like these psychological thrillers, because I feel like I could kind of sort of identify with them just like a little bit
in my own life. I agree. And it is not even just the psychological thriller aspect. It's these type of movies, they have so many layers that you often, when you watch them, you feel like, I definitely need to watch that again at some point, because it's not that you missed anything, but you feel like you may have not understood everything you were watching when you saw it the first time. And when you go back, you discover, you rediscover certain things and discover new things where you're just kind of like, okay, this is actually not what I thought it was. You know?
Yeah, no, I totally understand with that. I mean, like, I'm sure if I watched, I think the last time I actually watched Vanilla Sky was well over like 5 years ago. But I think if I watched it again now, I would probably see something that I didn't see before then. And that's like an exciting feeling with these movies that you could kind of connect with, because you still, like you said, it's layers and it's still kind of figuring things out along the way for the most part.
So I didn't realize that you hadn't seen it since 5 years ago and have all these questions, and I was like, oh, he's got to know some of the answers, right? And now probably if I ask, you're gonna be like, I don't remember. Damn it. Why'd you do this? Now I have to look it all up.
Well, like, what questions are you thinking about?
Honestly, there is, and I don't know if we want to talk a little more about any more about cinematography, if we have anything else to say about that before we cut to like movie spoilers, because you know, we can talk about the movie in more detail, but we'll let you guys know when we cut to that. So if you don't want to be spoiled, you don't have to be. But yeah, it's definitely like the last almost 2 seconds in the movie. There's not even 2 seconds. It's 1 second. They do something at the very, very end that blew my mind and totally changed my whole perspective on the movie. And I'm like, are they trying to say? I don't know what they were trying to say. I still don't know.
I don't know, because now I actually don't remember that.
Well, I'll tell you that it's a spoiler.
Okay, so let's hear it then. Spoilers, let's go into spoilers now.
Okay, so, yeah, so the end of Vanilla Sky. Now, I understood pretty much everything that happened. Might want to rewatch it to kind of get what this, what the heck did they call it? There was a company that, so I don't know if I should explain what the movie was about first, because if you haven't watched it, I don't know, maybe
people want to. Yeah, but I feel like people that have watched it would be in here that were.
That's true. Okay, so there's, toward the end of the movie, there's this like life extender, I think it was called, life extending company that he eventually, that you find out that he went to right before passing away to get his life extended and to live in a lucid dream. And so you, when you find that out at the end, then you realize that nothing ever really changed after the car accident. He never got his face fixed and he never actually dated Sophia. All of those things were within the lucid dream that was given to him by this life extending company that he signed a contract with. So I understood all that, and which was just mind-blowing when you get there. But it's the last split second that they do this gosh darn Groundhog Day thing that I'm trying to figure out, was it Groundhog Day or not? He, you know, I guess he jumps off the, it's not a cliff, it's a building. He jumps off a building, and that means that basically he decided he doesn't want to start over. He told the tech support guy, I'm not going to start my life over. Like, just let it be. He jumps off this cliff or this building. And so I'm thinking, what happens next? If you're not going to start your life over, but you're no longer living eternally,
did you just
what die? Happens? And so, yeah, do you die again? Like, you're already dead. And then I think, I mean, it was very late. It was like 3 a.m. when I'm watching this. But I think it just cut to an alarm clock and the girl that's recorded on his alarm clock saying, wake up, wake up. And he's and he hits it like the snooze button. He's waking up, but it's literally the last split second. And I'm thinking, how could you end it like that? Cause now I'm wondering, so was the entire story a dream or see, this is all the questions. One, the entire story could be a dream. Two, it could be that his life is getting started all over and he's still within the same circular, like, issue with having started his life over with the life extending company. And so he's already lived 150 years, according to them. And So I guess that ending could mean he's waking back up to a new life again, or waking back up to his old life. I don't know.
I took it to mean he was just waking up and like being alive again. Like he jumped off the roof. He had enough of that. And now he's going to like start. And I think that's the ending that I got out of it, honestly. But you know,
see, and I think it they did that probably to leave it open for interpretation.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's a great perspective. That's not totally, I mean, it's totally valid. I just didn't know what to think. And when you watch it and your brain is already like, what? And then that's the ending. I still had to kind of allow this movie to marinate within my brain for at least 24 hours before I could figure out how I felt about it. I love movies like that.
Yeah, movies that just cut at the very end and leave you like like Horse Girl. I'm like, what the hell? What the what? How? So she did she really get abducted? Is she dead? What the hell happened? Like, why is she? And then it just stopped. But I did like I do honestly think it was like a whole loop thing, because they like use the word loop so much in this movie, right? And then like when she's floating up towards the sky, I noticed that like the very bit that looks like the canvas of the thing that she's cutting. So I was like, maybe it's just going like gonna start like right back into that beginning of the movie again. That's what it kind of looked like to me. Like it just started over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's interesting, because that's something you noticed that I didn't. I never noticed that they said the word loop that often. And it's been, well, I saw that movie last year, so it's definitely been a few months for me since I've seen it. And I'm trying to recall, there was something in it that I noticed, and I can't remember what it was before looking things up.
Oh, but if the, I like the movie. I just thought it was like really, really weird how it's like one second she just seems totally normal, and then all of a sudden she's just like, you know, and I think I like at first noticed it when she meets that guy. And he says his name's Darren. And then all of a sudden you could just see her crazy face just like start. And it was just like that. And then from there on, the whole movie just goes like, phew.
So ironically, we both ended up suggesting movies that had very crazy women in it. And I honestly, like, it's probably not a great stereotype for our gender, but I do love watching movies like this where they perpetuate this idea of the, and then she just snapped and her eyes look like this now forever and ever. They don't change. it's terrifying and also just kind of.
Yeah, but I thought it was pretty clever. And like, especially, I think one part that really stuck out to me was like Molly Shannon when she had that realization when Alison Brie was on the phone and she's like, I can hear the future. And then she was just like, oh shit.
But I love how she hadn't gotten to that point yet when Alison Brie had already walked out into the store completely naked.
Right.
Like she was still like, okay, my friend is going through a thing. Like, yeah, my friend's walking through a public store naked. I mean, it's okay. She's going through a thing. It's not until she thinks that she hears aliens that suddenly she's off her rocker, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I think I'm going to have to, like... But you know what the ending of this movie is about, don't you?
Yes, but not because I'm that smart. I looked it up. I did a lot of research, and it wasn't, I didn't really look it up on purpose. I was just looking at IMDb reviews of it because I like doing that. I don't know why. I like to, after I see a movie and I form my own opinion, I just like to go in and see, usually when my opinion is very positive, I like to go in and see what other people said about it, because I'll go through the negative reviews and be like, yeah, that person either just didn't get it or that person, I like to be all judgmental in there looking at the negative reviews like, yeah, you just don't understand. You still don't understand how cool this movie is. But, you know, and with everybody talking about how it's, you know, what an awesome alien movie, or, you know, that nothing happens with aliens, or I expected more aliens and there were no aliens. And everybody's talking about the aliens, until I got to one reviewer that pointed out what it's really about, because they caught something that no one else did. And so it's, while it is still about alien abduction, obviously, it's a lot more than that.
Okay, so what is it about?
So, I mean, should I say it or do you want to? Yeah, yeah, I guess I should
I
say.
I
want to
know.
It's about time know. Travel.
It's about what?
It's about time travel.
And how was that? Is that because she dressed back up as her grandmother?
Nope. You missed it, and you're going to have to go back and look at it. And you know what we should do? We should maybe try and cut that scene into this. I don't know if we can do that. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. But, okay, so the very end of the movie, she's taking her horse, and she's walking through you know, all of these scenes to get to the field where she ends up just tying the horse to the tree and like laying down and like she ascends. Obviously that's still where it's an alien movie because it has something to do with alien abduction. But what you don't catch, or what a lot of people didn't catch, is as she's walking this horse to that location on the way, they film her walking through a parking lot for just a brief 2 seconds. You don't really realize it. You just think, okay, here's a scene. She's walking, walking, walking. And as she's walking through that parking lot, you realize you've seen that scene before. It was in the beginning of the movie, but they'd only showed you a short blurb of it. And that scene, that exact scene happens when, I just got goosebumps. I really like this movie. I think it's so cool. That exact scene happens when she's in the craft store at her job with it's Alison Brie, the actress, and what's her name again? Molly Shannon. And they're friends and they're talking in the craft store they both work in. And she's saying, I don't know, I'm thinking about having, I think she was talking about having her Zoom buddies over for her birthday or something. She said, I'm thinking about doing this. And then Molly Shannon, whatever her name is, she just goes, okay, and slowly just glances out the window. And for a brief second, you see the butt end of a horse. And then you see Molly Shannon's face do this. She just kind of gets a look on her face that was confused, like that was strange.
And so she did it again.
And so you don't know why she does that. You think that she just sort of spaced out and then got a random thought and got a look on her face like that's strange. But once you rewatch that, you realize she gets a strange look on her face because she realized she just saw the tail end of a horse in a parking lot. And she's going, she's probably thinking like, where'd this horse come from? Why is there a horse in the parking lot? She didn't happen to look up at the very moment that that horse was being led by her friend. So she doesn't realize that it's Alison Brie walking with the horse whom she's still standing next to. Like, it's happening simultaneously.
Okay, so. But I guess I would have to say, how is that the big whole thing about, how does that like really tie in with everything?
So, seeing as two alternate realities are happening at the same time, and I guess if you assume in a lot of time travel movies, this is the basic concept, that there are many alternate realities and they do often occur simultaneously. Or at least that's what we surmise in a lot of this media, I think. And so then sometimes you have like time overlapping, such as like in Donnie Darko, I believe, you know, sometimes the wormholes caused him to be in the same reality at the same time, just in different places. Does that make sense so far? So yeah. That's what makes it more of a time travel movie. Both. It's not more of, I guess, alien abduction and time travel. And so, how do I explain this? And so we now see that these two timelines occurred at the same time, her in the craft store and her outside walking the horse. And this whole time she has been telling everyone that pretty much it's aliens, right? If I recall what the movie was about, she was telling everybody that she believed she was abducted by aliens and her grandmother was too. But what this insinuates is not only are there overlapping timelines that we saw just occurred in the past month as she's going crazy, but it's quite possible that she is correct and she is her grandmother. Because when at the end of the movie, they are abducting her into the sky, you could, infer from that she is now going to be placed someplace else in that same dress, wearing her grandmother's dress. And so you could guess that she's probably going to be taken back in time by these aliens to when her grandmother lived. And so she like is her grandmother.
Yeah, I mean, like,
but they're also playing with a lot of, I'm sorry, they're also playing with a lot of timelines, obviously, because she's appearing in the same place or two different places at the same time as well. So, I mean, it really makes you think. At least that's what I understood from it.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's kind of a kind of scary. And I know, I don't know how you said, like, I know we had this conversation earlier about how, like, I hate horror movies and scary stuff, but like psychological thrillers are on a whole different, I guess, spectrum of scary movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I always say that I'm a fan of horror movies, but I think that's because that's where you'll find these type of movies a lot of times. Well, I don't know. I think Vanilla Sky is going to fall into a different category. Horse Girl probably would too. But a lot of movies that are not actually horror movies, in my opinion, they're a different type of horror movie, more like a psychological thriller, get grouped into that. So when I say I like horror movies, it's not really because I like Scream so much. I can't get enough of the hack and slash. It's, yeah, I like things that really make you think and are off-putting.
Yeah.
Make you feel uneasy.
I've actually never even watched Scream. That's how much I don't like watching those types of movies. But I do like movies like this that just kind of make you think that it kind of scares you in a mental way to where you're just like, ugh, I don't like this feeling. I feel like this might happen if I slowly start losing my mind to myself, you know? So that's the type of like scary stuff I like.
Yeah, I agree. I think it definitely comes from a place of like, you know, how often you imagine somebody's going to break into your apartment and try and murder you? Seems like the statistics are pretty low on that, but simply losing your mind with all the things that we do, you know, all of the drugs we do, not that I do drugs, but you know,
all the
like
stuff.
People are all constantly, you know, drinking, they're doing coffee, they're stressed out from being overworked. And so I think for me, the idea of losing your mind, simply losing your mind, is probably more probable.
Yeah. And like, honestly, and this is something I haven't really talked about before, but like, I think now that I'm getting a little bit older, I'm starting to get a lot more senses of deja vu a lot. And I know why it's happening. It's because like, I have traveled around a lot. I've done like a lot of things in life, you know, and there's some times where if I'm in a city I've never been in or a town from just like traveling around, sometimes I'll like think that I'm there before, but I'm not. And I know why I think that is because like you could only see X amount of strip malls and McDonald's parking lots and like Ross's and Targets that all look the same. You know what I mean? So like I'll be somewhere and I'll see a strip mall that has like, you know, a Marshall's, a TJ Maxx, a McDonald's, and like, you know, a Home Goods. And then I'll be in another state somewhere else and I'll see something that looks exactly similar to that. And it really messes with me a lot. Or like I've lived in the last 10 years, I've lived in about 5 different states. So I've met like a lot of people, then I'll like, you know, here and there. And sometimes I'll just be like sitting there and then somebody that I've totally forgotten about will pop in my head and I'll have this like really memory of like, oh yeah, I knew that person and we used to do a lot of stuff, but it just happens so randomly and stuff all the time. So that's why like looking at these movies and stuff and thinking like having all these thoughts about maybe going insane and stuff, it kind of scares me to that point because I'm just like, there's so much things that I have that just randomly pop up and it makes me feel like I don't have my mind and the thoughts under control, if that makes sense.
I totally get where you're coming from. And just to know, I actually had that deja vu moment watching Vanilla Sky last night, like in the first couple scenes, and I'm like, oh God, this is already freaking me out. Because I don't know where the heck it was filmed in the first scene where he gets out of the car and he's like, where are all the people? And he's just running down the street because it looked, I mean, I've lived in a couple cities, but only a couple, not that many, but it looked just like DC. And I've lived in DC. And so I'm like, is that the same street? Do I know that street? Have I been on that street? It was really confusing. And I just don't know if it's because, like, all city streets tend to look the same. But, you know, and then on top of that, similar to what you said, I didn't travel a whole lot. But growing up, I had two parents who moved a lot. And so we've lived all different places. And I have made so many friends over the years. I don't ever seem to keep friend groups for a very long time because I end up moving. And so, yeah, very similarly, it turns into like, oh yeah, there was a time when I was close with a bunch of people that I haven't spoken to in years. And I think maybe that contributes to you and I both being like, life just keeps changing and so does my brain.
You know, I guess the alternative would just be like living in one place for the rest of my life and that would be it. But I'll take this to it. But this is like a majority of the reason why I like these type of like movies where you have to think and it's like messes with you because it makes me feel like, oh, okay.
Like, well, I hope I still look as cute as Alison Brie when I go crazy. She is fantastic in that movie too. Oh, I just love her. Like, I just have always loved her as an actress, you know.
Yeah, she's pretty good in that one. That was pretty
good. But she does a great crazy person, which is really funny because now we realize she wasn't actually crazy. We keep calling her a crazy person. She's not crazy.
Yeah, when they're in that restaurant.
All of that really happened.
Yeah, when they're in that restaurant and he casually looks at her and he's just like, you can see her just fall in love right there when they're eating, you know. I was like, holy shit. Her eyes are just like. Like, oh, yeah, she is really good.
Really good.
All right.
Some of the wicked scenes with the crazy girl. Oh, another thing that I noticed about Vanilla Sky that I'm just going to point out real quick. I mean, there's lots of things I could point out, but I thought of this and I thought this was one really cool aspect from that movie. Toward the end, you realize that not only was he never with Sophia, but he ended up, well, before we realized none of that happened, he thinks that he wasn't with her, but he ended up murdering her. And I thought that's an interesting parallel because he was in love with this woman he never was actually with and ended up murdering her. Before you learn, like 4 minutes later, that none of that happened. He didn't murder her, none of it. But in that moment, I thought, oh, that's an interesting parallel to the girl that was in love with him and ended up driving a car off a cliff and, you know, practically almost murdering him.
Yeah.
So they put a lot of thought into that movie. Highly recommend if you haven't seen it, but you just love watching videos like these for spoilers.
So if you have seen any of these videos, I guess just let us know what you thought about it. And, anything else you want to say, LS?
No. I think that's it. I think both of these are pretty great movies, despite, you know, movies like this always get mediocre ratings on IMDb and other sources, but.
Trash.
They're great. But anyway. Great sci-fi.
Indeed. All right. Well, folks, thanks for watching, and we'll see you in the next episode.